While talks between the owners and the players continue in an 11th hour attempt to crank up the 2020 Major League Baseball season, there's one thing for sure. When they finally cry, play ball, the old ball game will look most likely very different. No spitting, no high fives, no mascots, no bat boys, no lineup cards, and masks for managers and coaches have been proposed. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's Sports and Commentary Show. I'm Greg Stewart. This is a program that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need to connect and give at WWIB.com. The umpires have been waiting, too. And one of those gentlemen's with me from his home in Arizona today, Ted Barrett, the veteran's worked 23 playoff series and four World Series in his career. And it's a pleasure to have him back on Sports and Commentary. So amongst the proposals, and this one probably is going to stick at least at the beginning, Ted, is the ballplayers and you guys as umpires be umping. They'll be playing and you'll be umping to empty stadiums. That is going to be kind of strange, isn't it?
It would be strange, but it wouldn't be unprecedented. You know, I worked minor league. I've worked instructional leagues, extended spring trainings, B games without fans. But for a Major League Baseball game, I've never done that. Now, I've been in some stadiums where they haven't drawn really well that day. Yeah, when you have an empty, quote-unquote, empty stadium, you know, maybe 10,000 fans in a 50,000-seat stadium, it seems empty. And there is kind of a lack of energy. You know, the players draw off the energy of the crowd, and we do too. So that can be a challenge. Another thing that can be a challenge when you're in an empty stadium is you can hear everything that the dugout says. You know, when the game's going on and there's 40,000 fans screaming, you know, there's things said in the dugout that we don't have to deal with because we don't hear. And we're going to have to deal with them. You might see ejections spike. It'll be interesting to see what happens. The players will probably have to behave a little bit better. No matter what, even if that happens, it'll be baseball and something to get the country's mind back off of the tough times we're going through and get back. You know, in 2011, I was home for an off day when 9/11 happened. And, you know, we shut the season down for a week, and I didn't want to go back out there. I didn't want to fly. I didn't want to, you know, I was hurting like the rest of the country, and I didn't think baseball was something we should be concentrating at that point. But I was wrong. Once we got back out on the field, I think it gave the country a sense of normalcy, something to a distraction. We went forward. We had a great full season that year, a great World Series. I think it helped the country heal. And I think it's important for us as baseball to do that, to get back out on the field and help the country heal.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, we've been flat on our backs financially, economically, emotionally as a country. I think we need baseball so desperately. Well, you've been out at home since the COVID closed down during spring training. How have you tried to stay sharp as a major league umpire, Ted?
Well, there's really nothing that we can do to practice umpiring, especially umpiring the plate. You know, we don't have somebody that can, hey, can you throw a 95-mile-an-hour sliders and so I can practice looking at it. And then the other thing is who's going to catch it. So, you know, spring training is our chance to get ready, to get sharp, to knock the dust off. Most of us have been doing this for so long, especially at the big league level. You know, when you see a guy in a big league field, he's probably been in professional baseball at least 8 to 10 years. And then all the way up to the case of Joe West when he's been in it for 40 years or 50 now. So spring training is our practice. But other than that, I could stay sharp physically. I'm happy when the gym's opened back up. Took that for granted, what a blessing that is to get in there and be able to exercise. Before that, we're finding ways to work out like everybody else around the house. We were doing some virtual training, some rule stuff, but that had kind of shut down about a month ago. So when now we have committees, though, that are in discussion with the transition of coming back. And once we get the date that we're ready to start, I know the virtual training, the rules training, those things will kick back up again. Something new that was going to happen this year that fans may not know is that we were going to do the announcements like the NFL and the NHL. Actually, when we go to replay, actually announcing the results of it and what's being challenged, what the ruling is. If there's a tricky play, we'll be able to explain that a little better. So we'll be doing it to the TV audience rather than the fans this year.
Okay, all mic'd up. It should be interesting. Ted Barrett, Major League umpire, been around for a long time at big league ballparks calling balls and strikes. And we are out of time here again, Ted, so let me ask you to come back and we'll visit about your career. And along the way, ask you about the biggest games that you've worked Major League Baseball, and talk about your faith, the impact that Christ has made in your life, and also what's on the horizon as far as umpire, Major League umpire, including robot umpires. Could that take the place of real guys, real people in the game? We'll ask you about that on Sports and Commentary. Thank you for being here today. I sure appreciate it. God bless you. Have a good one. All right.
Thank you.